Week 31. The Married Couple as Icons of Christ the Prophet. When we are young girls, we often struggle with the desire to be liked by everyone around us. As youngsters, we first seek our parents' approval by wanting to obey, to please them, to make sure we don't do something that would embarrass or disappoint them. As teenagers, we become extremely self-conscious and want to be liked by all the popular girls. Our hair, clothes, and attitude have to be just right. Some of us don't outgrow this desire for approval at any cost, and we become women who spend our whole lives trying to please everyone, just so we will be loved and admired. To imagine being hated by anyone is a horrible thing. So, to read the words of Jesus, telling us that we will be hated by all if we are his followers, is a bit shocking. Really? Hated? Am I strong enough to withstand such a thing? But as we continue reading, Christ reassures us that not a hair on our heads will be harmed. Through our faithfulness, our not being afraid to stand up and being known as a Christian, we will gain eternal life. What does this mean in our marriage? When we do things to keep our marriage Christ-centered, but which may seem unusual to others, we may be disliked, criticized, even shunned by those we thought were our friends. Maybe it's the way you try to change the subject when in a group of women who seem to enjoy always complaining about their husbands. Maybe you're the lone voice who tells your best friend that it's not okay for her to meet an old friend for lunch, because that friend happens to be male and it doesn't matter if he is just a friend. Keeping Christ in our marriage means being faithful to each other in much more subtle ways than simply not committing adultery. Endurance means withstanding the hatred of those who do not share our beliefs and who may not want to hear us speaking the truth. This week, take a few moments to look back on the vows you made on your wedding day. Be reminded of your call to fidelity. And have a great week.